Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, what's that song that goes, "What a difference a day makes"? Well, I think we're seeing that right in front of us, folks, because the word of the day today here on Friday is backtrack. The word is backtrack because already you've got Alejandro Mayorkas from DHS backtracking on the very thing that they talked about a day before, that they were going to be building portions of the wall in Texas because of an acute need right there. Then comes President Biden, and then comes Karine Jean-Pierre, and they're saying that's not happening, even though they began to waive these laws on October the 4th. Folks, we got so much to tell you about this. It's not even funny. Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Great to be with you here this morning on this Friday/weekend edition. And this is the place for news and politics overnight in America. And we're glad that you're joining us. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting, of course, to all of our great affiliates all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the GCN network, up on the satellite. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the show with us this morning, welcome to you as well. Now, to all those working across America in the overnights, we want to give you a special shout-out for everything that you're doing. We're glad that you found us. And our toll-free number, if you'd like to call in and join the program, you'd like to call in and opine, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Well, as I said, we have an awful lot to tell you about. We are going to start with this. 24 hours ago, folks, we were talking about Alejandro Mayorkas and his saying that there was an acute need on the border. There's an immediate and acute need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries into the United States and protect the areas pursuant to these different sections of the Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996. But here came Joe Biden, and he was asked in the Oval Office at a press opportunity following a meeting there. They asked him, "Do you believe that border walls work?" And, of course, this is the mantra. This is the mantra. This goes on and on, right? No, walls don't work. We need to be building bridges, not walls. Well, of course, if we even had effective border policy and we let the Border Patrol do what they do best, maybe we wouldn't need a wall to begin with up to this point, because everything got out of control. So now the idea, of course, is more physical barriers. I thought that was just some kind of extreme idea, right, that could never fly. But here comes Joe Biden, and he sets everything, you know, basically ablaze with this comment. Let's listen in. I think we have that coming up here in just a moment, perhaps. A little bit of technical difficulty, folks. That's live radio. Welcome to live radio. We'll get the president back here in just a moment where he talks about that. I think we have it.
No.
So they asked him, do you believe the border wall works? No. And it went off from there. Then when Karine Jean-Pierre, now we're going to hear from her on the other side of the break because we have a little bit more of an extended quote. But you got to hear this. Reporters in the press briefing room taking her to task, asking her about the timeline of this event and who said what and when they said it and why they said it. And she basically has to try to get it. Here we go. Backtrack on the whole thing because now it's a dumpster fire, and that's just exactly what we're witnessing. We do have this audio clip though for you. This is Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat out of Texas, and of course we wish him well because he was recently carjacked 9 blocks away from the Capitol building, and that's just unacceptable. No matter what, no matter if you're a member of Congress or not. It's unacceptable to be carjacked in this country. It's just unacceptable. So we're glad that he's okay. But listen to what he says. He's telling this to Jake Tapper about talking about this immigration issue. And he's talking about the idea that the Biden administration doesn't want you to even know that there might even be some deportations. Why? Because they don't want these activists to see that happen because they'll take them to task. Furthermore, they're going to say, or he's going to talk about rather, the idea that they do need to do something on the border, that people on the border are actually clamoring to have something done. I got to tell you, this is going to be great. Great moving forward about this policy and about this whole situation, because it's not necessarily a Republican or Democrat or conservative or liberal issue. Yes, liberals have a particular idea about it. Yes, conservatives have a particular idea about it generally, but it really is an American issue. And finally, maybe just finally, we're starting to see this issue become brought to the fore in ways that it's undeniable. Let's listen into Representative Cuellar talking with Jake Tapper.
This administration is doing some deportations, but they don't show them. They're afraid to show people going back, like President Obama, Secretary Jay Johnson did. You got to show repercussions, and you got to show video of people going back and not just streaming across over here.
Why do you think they're afraid to show the repercussions? Why do you think they're afraid to show people being deported and going back south of the border?
I'll tell you, I had a conversation with somebody there, and this is what they said. We don't want to get our immigration advocates angry at us.
It's right there. It's just absolutely, well, I would say in black and white, but it's on audio. It's right there, folks. This administration, again, is backed into a corner on this, but it's good because we're bringing this issue to the fore, perhaps in a way that's never been done up to this point. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Friday/Weekend Edition, 1-877-969-8600. That's the telephone line. Give me a call. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway, folks. It's the Friday/weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Of course, don't forget the toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you're tripping across the highways and byways, if you're working this morning, if you're traveling, whatever you're doing, we want to hear from you. So once again, 1-877-969-8600. We're going to get right back to our audio clips. We've got a couple of great ones here for you. We're talking about this border issue that is now, again, been backtracked, and Karine Jean-Pierre just really had her hands full. I think she wanted to just turn and just leave the press briefing room, and you'll see why. You'll hear why here in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. Of course, that's Mike Lindell. And don't forget, they've got the brand new MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few. And by the way, everyone in my family, they all sleep on a MyPillow. We love them. And we have the towel sets. They're great, too. And so the list just goes on. We've got slippers, so forth. So definitely check it all out. They've got some really great deep discounts going on right now at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And when you go to MyPillow.com, you make your choices. Be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN. And then if you'd like to call up and talk to a real person, they have real people there as well. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459 to talk to an operator there. They'll help you, and once you make your decision, again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. So once again, MyPillow.com. All right, so once again, let's get back to what we were talking about. So yes, there's a lot of confusion going on with the backtracking, and that's the word of the day, backtracking. threat, right? So let's continue. I want you to hear this next part with Representative Henry Cuellar, because it goes on. It actually, what we just heard was pretty spectacular, right? The Biden administration doesn't want you to see, doesn't want it to be known that anybody ever gets deported for any reason, because it means that the activist will get mad at the administration. Now, this is coming from a Democrat, by the way, but a Democrat in a particular position down in Texas, and in a unique position to understand just how big this problem is. So let's listen in and hear what he has to say. It's just real brief, but let's listen in to where he goes from here.
Somebody told me there. So, again, the immigration advocates, with all due respect, that's one stakeholder. But what about the men and women in green? What about, more importantly, the border communities? We here at the border communities, and I'm in Laredo, people tell me we got to do something about the borders. And my district is 80% Hispanic, and they're saying control that border. And now that New York, now that Chicago, now that Washington, D.C. are seeing what we have felt for so many years, now this voice about, you know, we got to control the border is being magnified because the mayors of New York, and the governor of Illinois, they have a bigger megaphone than some of us down here at the border.
Okay, stop right there. So again, did you hear what he had to say? I think this is really, really important. He's saying that in his district, it's like 80% Hispanic. You've got people on the U.S. side who are Hispanic, and they're saying, we need to control this border. So in just so many words, Representative Cuellar is just blowing away this notion that, well, gee whiz, if you're for border security, you must be some kind of racist, right? You must be some kind of racist in order to want to build that wall and make sure that the border's secure. But then also, it amplifies from there, talking about the megaphone, in his words, that New York and Illinois have. But here's the thing. Once this issue became, and you had people going to sanctuary cities, were they bused there in some cases by the governor of Texas? Yes. Was it a stunt? Yes. But it's an incredibly effective stunt. I've been saying this all along because it makes it front and center. You can't ignore it. You can't just poo-poo it away. Well, there's just a bunch of racists and they don't want people coming across the border. Nothing could be further from the truth, but yet they want to frame it that way. So here's Representative Cuellar. I kind of like this guy. I like the way he thinks. he's got a point. He's a Democrat, but he's got a great point, right? Because this is an us problem, not an us and them problem. Okay, let's go right to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob waiting patiently. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle. Just want to say one thing about President Trump. I think he did a real smart thing when he backed Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the House. And because I think he made a very good, but I think he also did something for himself too on that deal. And as far as the border goes, well, it's obvious that we've got to complete that wall, but it has to be a lot more than just in a few spots in Texas, because Biden is just trying to and a few places that they're getting a lot of trouble. Probably a lot of the people from Texas coming to New York, like you're saying. But they need to do a whole lot more. And they also need to put up some, not just the physical wall, but they have to have a dual border where they have a zone of, on each side of it, to where they patrol and do some electronic surveillance and that type of thing. Because that's the most important, one of the most important things. All right.
Well, sure, hey, thank you, Backgammon Bob. You have yourself a great weekend. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Backgammon Bob, everybody. And I appreciate what he's saying. And that's right. You know, the idea of you put the wall in just some places, well, obviously, then you're just going to walk around the wall. You know, you walk, if you just have to walk a little bit down the river, basically, you're finally going to make it around. But this is like a major change in perspective, I think, that even some Democrats are getting here. And the idea that what Backgammon Bob was talking about, he's talking about the idea that's comprehensive. Yeah, you have all these different ways of just making sure your border's secure. Not because we don't want people who want a better life, but because we don't want people coming across, number one, illegally, and number two, we don't want bad actors. terrorists, right, coming across, because that is happening. I hate to tell you, but it's true. John in Sarasota, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I like the word backtrack. I made some comments yesterday just briefly about Commander Biden. And
I remember, yeah.
I would like to comment on that again. You know, we were talking about him being out the White House, and from, you know, my sources aren't always reliable, but I do believe they found classified documents in his doghouse, and that could possibly be why he's being removed from the White House. And it seems that it's going back to when Joe Biden was vice president and he was a puppy. So not quite sure how you know, we could substantiate that, but that's a rumor. But I wanted to add this border crisis. This is really delusional, and it's lunacy. We have the National Guard. We have the military. We have a means to stop this. And as Donald Trump would put it, I can do it in 48 hours. This wall, these devices and such, you know, that could maybe work in a period of time after being built to slow things down. But at this particular point, this has been ongoing for 5-6 years now. And why we do not bring in the military and fund them instead of funding Ukraine and the rest of these situations to put an end to it, it could probably end in a week and a half. So I, you know, talk is cheap, and everybody's investigating everybody. We have committees for everything. We have committees for this, committees for that. We have militias and military. We have National Guard. We have a ways to shut the border down if we chose to do it. So we're going to talk about it until we're blue in the face, and that seems to be a big part of the problem in the Republican Party, whereas in the Democrat Party, they talk about it, they act out on it, and it gets done. And one other thing I'd like to add really quick.
Sure.
I would definitely volunteer to help Nancy Pelosi carry her furniture out of the office in the White House, but I have a fear that it might be like a resurrection. What do they call it? Not a resurrection, but it could be a resurrection. Insurrection.
Insurrection. Yeah. You can't go get a podium because that's, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I would definitely volunteer to help her carry the furniture. So anyhow, add a little levity, my friend.
Well, and we appreciate your offer of public service. We sure do. Well, thanks, John in Sarasota. We're heading for a break, but call back anytime.
Thank you, Kyle. Bye now.
Take care. All right. Yeah, well, Commander Biden might have had, maybe he's got clearance. I don't know if he has the documents in his doghouse. I wouldn't be surprised. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. See you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA News update. President Biden is applauding the latest jobs report.
You heard me say it before, I'm going to keep saying it. My dad had an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity, about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it.
In September, the U.S. economy gained 336,000 jobs, which exceeded economists' expectations. Former President Trump's legal team is seeking a halt in his business fraud trial through a plea to a New York State appeals court. This move allows a series of rulings by the Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial. These decisions paved the way for the liquidation of the Trump business empire. Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bears linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, has passed away at the age of 80. Family members reported that he peacefully passed in his sleep, as stated by the team on Thursday. Butkus, drafted by the Bears in 1965, spent his entire career with them and earned 8 Pro Bowl selections. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an Encore presentation.
All right, a little Billy Joel bringing us in here from the break. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And you have found the place for news and for political talk in the overnights all across America. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number you can call if you'd like to opine. And I appreciate the calls we got there in the first half hour of the program. Back Am and Bob, and of course, John in Sarasota. And Back Am and Bob also mentioned about President Trump and possible speakership and Jim Jordan and all these things. And we're going to talk about that today, this morning, rather, as we make our way through the overnight hours. And we are glad that you're with us. We're going to stay on this border issue just for a few moments here, because I do want you to hear what Karine Jean-Pierre was talking about, because this is just getting out of control. Karine Jean-Pierre getting these questions from reporters in the press briefing room, and then basically trying to pin down the idea. Well, these waivers were asked for or put into place on October the 4th. There are these 26 different federal laws, right? We remember from when all that happened yesterday. And so evidently this, because of why? It was an acute problem. Well, here's what Karine Jean-Pierre had to say, and tried to dodge and weave, and she just wanted to get out of there. But just kind of like always, but and by the way, here's the other problem. There's nothing in the binder, evidently, about this, so she was kind of on her own. Let's listen in.
Mr. Overnight on October 4th. So, just to be clear about this, the president earlier today said that he was asked, does the border wall work? He said no, but in this statement that was posted within the last 24 hours, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary says there is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border of the United States in order to prevent unlawful entries into the United States. So who's right? The statement from the DHS Secretary overnight or the President's comments today saying they don't work?
So a couple of things. Yes, it showed up on the register today, but the announcement, this is not new. This is from 6 months ago.
Well, it is new because the waiving of the laws actually didn't happen.
But this is something that was out back, that the DHS was put out back in 6 months ago. Well, so and now they announced.
Did they waive the laws 6 months ago?
Well, what I'm saying is DHS announced this back in June that the agency would do so. They actually said that they would do that back in DHS.
Four of it today, but the initial announcement was 6 months ago by waiving the laws. So that's what's new today. Understood. So
yes.
The statement when
this
he said
make sure
presently
we're clear
was
on
filed.
That.
So when he said there is presently, are you saying when he says there is presently, he was referring to 6 months ago or referring to the date of which it was filed?
What I can tell you is DHS announced this back in June that they were going to move.
I'm telling you, okay, we're going to stop right there. So you kind of get the idea, right? Now, she thinks that she's going to, you know, bob and weave out of this. It's all going to be fine. And she's going to continue to try to explain, well, I'm glad we're clear on this. I'm glad we're clear on this. But then soon after that, after she finishes talking to that reporter, the other reporter comes on and pretty much kind of starts the whole thing back up again. You know, it's not a fun job, right, for Karine Jean-Pierre. I don't know if we're supposed to feel sorry for her or what, but this has always just been a disaster, and I'm not going to be mean-spirited about it, but it's just indicative. It's just illustrative of the overall overarching, overreaching, unsolvable problems that this administration has, basically, or at least the unsolvable problem that this administration is. Because no matter what, they're going to start getting the members of Congress. They're going to get members of the media. They're getting people who are asking these questions, and they don't want to answer them. They don't want to move forward. And then, of course, then you send out the big guy, and the big guy just says no. Right? It's really, really something to see. All right, folks. So we're going to continue through the program here through this segment. 1-877-969-8600. We also want to let you know about the good folks over at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, and we appreciate them very much, of course. You want to head over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try out the 1995 3-week quick start. And why should you take Relief Factor? Well, because it works. That's the simple answer to that. See, even better, I can just give a simple answer to a simple question. Because it works. And the problems that a lot of people are facing, namely in inflammation and such, that's exactly what this product is designed to help control. And it does it with the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. So head over to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and check it out. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. Find out all about the product. It's got no drugs in it. It's all natural. Find out the how they suggest that you take the product and so forth for the best results that you can get. And check them out, relieffactor.com/captain. Well, as we mentioned, Backgammon Bob had talked about Trump. Looks like he would support basically Jim Jordan. Well, Donald Trump, of course, in addition to awaiting Biden's apology on the border wall thing, because obviously now it's like, well, we might need one, but then Biden says, no, we really don't. But Biden's not playing with the same playbook, you know, that's evolved here, I guess. And can you imagine being in the administration and having to try to figure out day by day what Joe Biden is going to say and when he's going to say it and how he says it, and you got to go and clean it up and all this stuff. I mean, that would not be a fun job. I think people would burn out pretty quick. Well, former President Trump now has laid out the conditions, this according to Newsweek, under which he would be willing to assume the House Speaker position. Basically, I think he'd say he'd come in temporarily. He says, I've been asked to speak as a unifier because I have so many friends in Congress, Trump said. If they don't get the vote, they have asked me if I would consider taking the speakership until they get somebody longer term because I am running for president, unquote. They have asked me if I would take it for a short period of time, for the party until they come to a conclusion. I'm not doing it because I want to. I will do it if necessary should they not be able to make their decision. So, of course, he's saying he would do it temporarily. And I think it's a little long shot on this. I do think that they'll concentrate mostly on Jim Jordan. We've got a great audio clip of him as well talking about this, which we'll get to here in just a little bit throughout the program. But it's a long shot for Trump. I do think that they will stay in-house, you know, no pun intended, in-house, in the House, for the next speaker. But think about it like this, though, and only this notion that Trump would come in or be elected Speaker of the House, what it would mean is that they would find a way to try to focus, like try to laser focus everything that's happening that's going wrong in the country, and laser focus that and parlay that into the campaign for president. Because we always talk about unity, we always talk about unified messaging, we always talk about the idea you try and get momentum going. That might be, you know, because we live in uncharted times here. We live in uncharted waters. Nothing is normal. You know, it's like you want to take something that made sense 30 years ago or 20 years ago or 10 years ago in terms of how you run campaigns and how people perceive them and this kind of thing. And it's like all that just goes out the window. And that's why you have people like Ramaswamy, I think, who come in and they think, well, Trump turned this thing on its head. And then I'm going to come in and try to do the same thing because this is where politics is kind of going. So you never know. But I don't think that Trump will eventually become Speaker of the House, at least not at this juncture. But it is something that is a springboard for how do you really unite the party. So I was pleased that he talked about trying to unify because that is the central question here. So, of course, he's dealing with the fraud trial. And he's dealing with all these other things right now. So it might be a little bit of a stretch. But what needs to happen, of course, is that they do elect a speaker very quickly. A minimum of fighting and name calling and all that needs to be part of that just so it doesn't drag out because they have to get this thing together. And then, you know, it can be the Senate's fault at that point, right? The Senate's not going to pass our thing or there's too much, you know, and then they can say, we did this for the American people. That's, you know, part of the strategy there. All right, folks. Well, Kyle Warren with you once again. 1-877-969-8600. We're racing through and rocketing through the Friday/weekend edition of the program. We hope that you got some great weekend plans out there, by the way. And when we come back from our break, we're going to do the first Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. I've got a great song. This is going to fit the weekend like you've never seen. I mean, this is going to be a great song for the weekend to help take you into the weekend. That's part of our charge here on the program is to get you ready, right, for a great weekend and send you out there with a smile on your face. So when we come back, Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we'll talk about the weather across the country. We'll talk about, where the trouble spots are right now. And we've got a great song, first of two this morning, that you don't want to miss. So Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. We'll see you then on the other side of the break. It's a celebration. Celebrate
tonight. Come on. Let's celebrate. Third Watch. Now. It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
All right, a little Bob Seger bringing us back in. That's Her Struts, and that's a classic Bob Seger tune. And I've got a lot of Bob Seger tunes that I rotate, through my music catalog and so forth. And that's one of my favorites, but I've got a lot of other really good favorite Bob Seger songs as well. And, I did not know that he was, so sort of involved with the Eagles and and their songwriting and writing with them and so forth until just a little while back, and I was really impressed. And but I've always loved Bob Seger just on his own, even before I knew all of that. All right, well, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and the toll-free line, of course, is 1-877-969-8600. We have reached the part of the program here where we do our Trucker Highway and Byway Report. And for those of you new to the broadcast, we take a look at the weather all across the country. We let our drivers out there know, our truckers, our travelers, our drivers, people making their deliveries. Wherever you are, we're going to tell you where the significant weather events are happening so that you can be prepared and you can plan accordingly. And we always start off with a song to get everybody going, get your blood pumping, get your eyes open and back on, you know, just going down the road with us and with you with this wonderful, with this great song. So let's start up. Of course, this is Made for the Weekend, everybody. Made for the Weekend. Huey Lewis in the news. I just want a couple days off. Let's go. And we hope that you're going to get a couple of days off out there on the weekend. But if you're driving across America and so forth, we appreciate what you're doing. And, of course, we're driving along with you in spirit along with the radio. All right. Well, again, Huey Lewis in the news. 1991, Hard at Play. And sometimes I think we're hard at play here at here on this program because this is the greatest job in the world, everybody, got to tell you that. But Huey Lewis in the news. And I got to see Huey Lewis in the news a long time ago. I actually saw him in Las Vegas. I saw him at Caesar's Palace, and it was way before they ever built the big Coliseum thing. It was like the old showroom, I mean, like the old olden days showroom thing. And but it was a great concert to see them in that venue. But yes, and a lot of other great songs. Huey Lewis could do no wrong. Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are going to talk about the weather here real quick. You know, the word of the day for the politics and news. Well, that's backtrack. But the word of the day, weather-wise, is going to be freeze watch. We've got a huge freeze watch and warning in some cases going all the way down through North Dakota, entire state of North Dakota, entire state of South Dakota, and looks like the entire state of Nebraska, basically. And that's going to head on down into Kansas as well, and down towards almost to Wichita, where we've got a freeze watch going on. Now, in the western halves or western parts of these states, that's where we're getting the freeze warnings going on there. Now, up in North Dakota, as you're coming out of Montana, you've got a freeze warning as you come out I-94, but you also got wind advisories in that area as well, so be careful. Freeze warning also down in Wyoming. Now, this is going to take over most of I-25 as you come out of Montana, all the way down through Casper, all the way down to Cheyenne, and I wouldn't be surprised if they might have some wind warnings there as well. We're not seeing them listed here, but Cheyenne, typically this time of year we're seeing those kinds of wind warnings. So do be careful of the cold weather, and then also freeze watch out near Rock Springs as well. Again, this is going up through I-80, so do be aware of that. And freeze watch pretty much throughout the central part of Wyoming as well. So freeze warning down in southern Colorado. This is going to be west of I-25 in the Alamosa area, and then also down towards Conejos. So again, it's freeze watch. It's cold. And so we're getting into that time of year. We're not seeing a whole lot of alerts in the rest of the western United States. So that's good news for our drivers this morning. And as we head into the weekend, of course, it looks like we're going to have a lot more cold weather. So as we head through the Saturday and Sunday, just be aware that the cold temperatures up in the higher elevations and mountain passes, could translate into snow if you get any precipitation, obviously, coming through. Then we've got a dense fog advisory. This is really important as well. This is going to be in Missouri. This is going to be near Carbondale and Perryville and Cape Girardeau as well, famous Cape Girardeau, Charleston, and down towards Poplar Bluff in Missouri. So you want to be aware of that. Well, we've also got another big dense fog advisory. This is going to be along the East Coast, starting in Maine near Bangor, coming all the way down the East Coast, all through Boston, and then a little bit south of there, down towards New York. Looks like we've got dense fog, small craft advisory, and then it turns into just a small craft advisory south of New York, all the way down to, well, let's see here, through Virginia Beach and over towards Jacksonville, Florida. That would be offshore, of course. Then we've got Tropical Storm Philippe. That's near Bermuda, I believe, and that is going to be, of course, making its way north, and it may be hitting into the New England area over the weekend. So you got to be aware of that and pay attention to local authorities and so forth. And as we track this storm, at least that's what's anticipated at this point. It will head up into that area. So you guys just got to be aware, got to be careful with that. Right now, at least earlier this morning, it looks like it was about 290 miles south-southwest of Bermuda, wind with speeds of about 50 miles an hour, but it could strengthen, obviously. And, of course, if it's not going to be a full-fledged hurricane at some point, which I don't know, it certainly could be a huge rainmaker, so be aware of that. Then in terms of precipitation, let's take a look at that, because up near Fargo, North Dakota, up to Grand Forks, we've definitely got, and that's, I believe, on the Grand Forks on the Minnesota side, lots and lots of rain in that whole area, and it's going to head on down through Park Rapids and then land just about south of Duluth, Wisconsin there. So you're going to be in that kind of weather all the way through that area. Sioux Falls, South Dakota as well, and then down south towards Sioux City, Iowa, you've got all kinds of rain on the map. Now, there's a band of rain that's coming down from Toronto across the lake and then down through, let's see here, down through western Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio, down through, let's see here, through West Virginia, and then down into Kentucky. It's kind of going in a southwest arc into that area. Now, just south of Louisville and down to the border with Tennessee. Then we have some various and sundry showers going on in central Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia. And by the way, good morning to AM 920 Atlanta, Georgia. AM 920 The Answer. You've got all kinds of rain on the map. It's just north of Atlanta proper right now, but it's all through heading up northeast as you head up towards Tennessee and South Carolina. So be aware of that. Rounding it out, Birmingham, Alabama, you've got rain, Tuscaloosa, I should say, and then down towards, the border with Mississippi, straddling the border there, and you've got a lot of rain offshore and heading towards Gulfport and New Orleans, down in Mississippi and Louisiana, respectively. Lots and lots of weather, and again, cold temperatures, at least I think for most of the western part of the country this weekend. Okay, Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com. It's pilotflyingj.com. During the month of October, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Check it out. Unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. pilotflyingj.com. Bob. We're back after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.